From Tibbetts on August 13th, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tibbetts staff. HyperCard was released 25 years ago, so we point at Twitter-linked reminiscences this week in Extra Bits, along with Dan Frakes' explanation of Mountain Lion's new power nap feature, and more on how Matt Honan's iCloud account was hacked, the specifics of which should no longer be possible. HyperCard's 25th Anniversary Reminiscences. On August 11th, 1987, Apple released the software erector set HyperCard at Macworld Expo in Boston. And while it hasn't been with us for many years now, back then it made a huge difference in the lives of Mac users, enabling many to give life to ideas that would otherwise never have seen the light of day. That might include even Tibbetts, since we published our first 99 issues in HyperCard format, in a stack that could import its content into a searchable archive. Without the thrill of publishing an entirely new format, it's possible that Tibbetts might have fallen by the wayside. Scroll through what others have posted in this Twitter search, and be sure to check out Infinite Canvas on the iPad 2. Dan Frakes explains PowerNap. Mountain Lion offers a new feature called PowerNap, but since it's limited to only a few recent laptop Mac models, most people probably haven't seen it. In short, PowerNap enables supported Macs to wake up briefly to backup via Time Machine, check for email via mail, receive new messages and messages, and update iCloud-related data, including calendar events, contacts, reminders, notes, iCloud documents, and photos and PhotoStream. Over at Macworld, our friend Dan Frakes explains just what PowerNap can do, how you use it, why it works on so few models, and more. How Apple and Amazon security flaws led to Matt Honan being hacked. Gizmodo writer Matt Honan has penned an article for Wired that explains exactly how security flaws at Amazon, revealing part of a credit card number, and Apple, verifying identity using the Amazon details and other public information, led to much of his digital life being hacked. It's a fascinating read, and our initial takeaway is that you absolutely must have local backups of all your data, whether on your Mac, your iPhone, or your cloud storage accounts. Matt didn't, and while the online disruption of his life may be temporary, the data he lost from having his Mac wiped remotely is irreplaceable. Apple and Amazon changed security practices. Details are still coming forth, but Wired reports that the relatively simple hack that made it possible for Matt Honan's digital life to be taken over remotely should not be possible anymore, with Amazon and Apple both changing account-related security practices, at least temporarily. What these policies will evolve to remains unknown, but both companies clearly needed to do something. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, Nopoom Productions, Global Delight, ScanSnap, and Dusk Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tibbetts.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.